Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Previously, we had been discussing the poor Sahaba who had been tortured, etc. Continuing with that discussion, there were even those who were noble and people of position, but were still not saved from the torture of the kuffar. Some incidents are as follows. When Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, his uncle tied him up with a rope and yelled at him, "You have the guts to leave the religion of your forefathers and accept a new religion." Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu replied, "By Allah, I will never leave this deen. When his uncle realized how strong and sincere he was to this deen, he left him. When Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, his uncle wrapped him in a sack and smoked him. He tried to force him to return to kufr, but Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu would say, "Never, I will certainly not go back to kufr." When Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's brother-in-law, who was also his cousin, Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, accepted Islam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu also tied him up with ropes. When Khalid bin Sa'id bin As radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, his father gave him such a bashing that he suffered serious head injuries. His father also stopped him from all his meals. When Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, Nafal bin Khuwailid, who was known as the Lion of the Quraysh, caught both of them and tied them up with one rope. This is why Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Talha radiallahu anhu were referred to as Qarnain, in other words, two people tied together with a single rope. And when Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu accepted Islam in the middle of Masjid al-Haram, the kuffar gave him such a beating that he fell unconscious to the ground, and Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu rescued him from them. Not like this, Subhanallah.